about podcasting and driving today. Oh, yeah. Oh, welcome back to the Timekeeper Podcast. I am just way too excited today. So, today I did two Facebook Lives. I did my first Facebook Live for Timekeeper with Mark. You can go check that out on my Facebook page. That was actually very liberating. And guess what? I had so many problems. The internet connection was going out. I couldn't hear a word he was saying. And you know what? I kept going. I didn't stop. I didn't just click the little cancel button and set my phone down and put my hands on my face. You know? I had this sick feeling in my stomach all morning. I had to wake up at 8 o'clock in the morning. I didn't go to sleep until about 5 a.m., right? 6, 7, 8. So that's like 3 hours. So I really didn't have that much time. I didn't have a script. Didn't have any notes to look over. I just did my best, and, you know, I talked with my heart, and, you know, that's just one of those things that I've got to do from now on, and it's difficult for me because, I don't know, the whole being on video, I was never, like, a social butterfly, you know what I mean? I was always really laid back. I wasn't posting pictures of myself online. I'm a very conservative type of person. I'm a very personal type of person, you know. I'm not like a hermit. I do great in social situations, and people are like, wow, you're really cool. And I'm like, yeah, thanks, you know, because I enjoy talking to people. I enjoy asking them, you know, about them. You know, I really do. It's good to know people because, you know, you can learn so much from other people. It's amazing. And that's one thing why I'm on here on this podcast, because, you know, I'd like to give you guys some value too. So here's the thing, okay? Don't ever be afraid to be on video, okay? It's difficult because you have to be vulnerable, and that's a challenge for a lot of people, right? But it's okay to be vulnerable. I'm gonna give you permission right now to start a YouTube channel, to start doing Facebook Lives, because this is the direction our society is headed. If you don't get yourself out there, you basically don't exist. And that's really important for you to understand, okay? So we are more socially interconnected now than ever, and the trend is, guess what? It's just gonna keep happening. We're gonna become so socially connected, you're gonna be able to pull your phone out and take a look and see everyone in your social network and where they are. We won't live in a society that's afraid of sharing our GPS location, okay? That's gonna end soon, right? Even in the Timekeeper app, we know your location and we use it to match you up with services and requests from local people in your community. So you can't be afraid to go out and meet those people, right? And one of the things that I do is I try to make it the most trusted platform, right? In a way, I'm building this platform for myself. I want it to have a certain level of privacy, right? If you only want to share your services and requests with your friends, totally fine. Just do that. But if you want to expand your network to the greater network, which is everybody, then that's fine too. And that's really important because you need to bring in people to your network. Because it's about who you know. This is the most important thing. We're going from the what you know society to the who you know society. And that's very different, right? This is the industrial age through the information age to the who do you know age, right? We're moving through this information age awful quickly. As an example, money, right, is used to purchase knowledge. Well, guess what happens when knowledge becomes free and readily available to everyone? That's right, we move through it. This is good for our society. I don't know what happens after the who you know phase of our society and of social networking, but literally, you can meet anyone and talk to anyone in the world, right? It's really amazing. As an example, who you know is an important social dynamic that is super important.
Every single one of us right now has an action score, okay? And this action score is a mathematical algorithm based upon a few things. It's based upon your purchasing habits. It's based upon how many people follow you. It's based upon what type of content you're sharing, okay? The media giants out there like Facebook, Google, anybody who owns a company that deals with social media, advertising, anyone who's using a program called ClickFunnels, I know because I am, they all have access to special tools that will go out and search your email address to bring back profiles and analytic data on you, okay? I'm one of those guys too, and this is why I'm telling you it. It can be kind of scary, right? Because we do stuff all the time online, and it depends. You might not be in the right state of mind, you might accidentally click on something, you might accidentally sign up for a subscription that you didn't mean to. It's okay, things happen. But the really important part is the action score. Okay, so based off of certain characteristics that you've shown and that many people have shown over time creates a trend. As an example, purchasing habits. Generally, people who purchase online within 30 days are more likely to purchase some products. The reason for this is because people, when they get into a buying mood, you should send them an email and upsell them, right? Any marketer knows this. It's important. It's like a rule, right? It's like tic-tac-toe. If you got XX right next to each other, your next move is to put it right across and win. So, how important is your social network? It's everything right now. There's a big division here between how much you make per hour and how big your social network is. And the thing is if you don't have a social network and you're making a ton of money, that's not gonna help you. You're gonna end up having to spend your money making friends and building your social network. Companies do this right now. Even my company, I just spent $20 on an ad in India to get some likes on my page and to get some app installs, okay? I chose India because of a few different reasons. For one, my development team is over there working their butt off right now, and I think they'd be pleasantly surprised to see that there's some people out there ready to do some time banking in Delhi. So that's good. I also chose a few other things based on some criteria to target people who I know would like me because I'm a male and I have a halfway decent looking face. So I kind of cheated, but it's okay. Things happen. Let's see. Trust. Oh yeah, trust is super important. So how we measure trust in society and how you measure trust, right? There's a lot of socio things, making eye contact with people, smiling, how someone shakes your hand, their body position, their posture, how quickly they move, right? Like if they move, they're twitching, if they startle you, if they're walking really fast, if they're breathing really heavy. We take all these things into consideration super quick, right? And we create kind of like a trust outline of an individual when we first meet them, right? We also ask them, at least I do sometimes, some questions that I know the answer to see if they're trustworthy or if they're pressured to lie, right? Because that allows you to check someone's integrity before you have to give them super vital information.